Hello, I'm Andrew Tark and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we're in London and have a fresh idea to float by you. Cities should know how to be playful, to let their hair down and be fun. Of course, we want cities that are sharp and efficient when it comes to attracting business, or perhaps grand and austere when housing the ministries of state. But there have to be times too when the city shows it can let loose. London's Hyde Park is currently home to a prime example of joyfulness. And it comes from the studio of a man with a long track record of helping cities show off their inner creativity and desire to experiment. Christo Vladimirov Yavachev is now 83, and along with his late wife, Jean-Claude, has enjoyed an extraordinary career as an artist, but also as a man who can make us look at the urban world afresh. Simply known as Christo, he and his wife were famous for rapping. That's rapping with a W. In 1969, they wrapped a 2.5-kilometer-long chunk of Californian coast in fabric. And then they did the same to the Pont Neuf in Paris in 1984 and the Reichstag in 1995. These interventions were triumphs. People flocked to see, or rather not see, the targets of their swaddling. Other works have dealt with floating, including floating piers on Italy's Lake Iseo. And it's this idea that's now bobbing merrily in the Serpentine Lake in Hyde Park. Out on the lake is a work called the Mastaba, made from thousands of pinky and purpley oil drums. Like a mastaba, an ancient Egyptian tomb, it has a flat top and inward tilting sides. It's huge, over 20 meters high. But enough of the art lecture, because what's really impressive is the urban jolt it gives you. People are going out of their way to see it. There's also a whole Christo show in the park's Serpentine Gallery. They stand on the lake's bank, staring in awe, and Instagramming, of course. They hire boats and circle the Hulk. They are drawn in, they are entertained, and they're rather happy. Because apart from the art, they see that this is a city that wants to have some fun. To entertain right here in the midst of a royal park. Oh, and even the resident ducks seem intrigued. Maybe even amused, if I read that quacking correctly. You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.